Mini episode 776 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 776. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with an abridged version of our NFL Week 9 preview. Due to scheduling constraints, my man Kyle Ross is not able to join us this week, but I have his picks as always. His picks last week were 2-2, 21-24 on the year. Last week I went 7-6 on all my plays, and I hit this week's Thursday game as posted on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. I'm 59-57-5 for the year, my high watermark. Other numbers are much more gnarly. I went 2-1 on my big three last week, raising me to a mere 7-17 on the year. I missed on my lock pick last week, as has been the case each week now. Moving right along, Arizona, Chicago, Cincinnati, Houston, New England, and Washington are on the bye. We open with Jacksonville at Kansas City, with the Chiefs laying 7 points down from an initial 8. Kyle is on the Jags, and I am too, feeling that the usual bump that comes with a new offensive coordinator can help this team to get by after hitting rock bottom against Tennessee. Additionally, they're coming off a few extra days rest after that Thursday game. Minnesota hosts Detroit, yielding 6 points just off an opening 6.5. After a few rough weeks, I'm on the Vikings as they too are going to be breaking in a new offensive coordinator. The Giants host Philly, spotting 2.5 just off the initial cliche 3 points. Kyle's second play of the week is New York, and I concur, feeling that the Eagles will be hard-pressed to keep up as teams continue to make adjustments to Carson Wentz. Kyle apparently agrees, making this his second pick of the week again. After the heartbreak of World Series Game 7, here comes the Browns to raise the spirits of America's North Coast. Just kidding, obviously that's the Cavs' job, and the Brownies continue to justifiably accrue no respect as the league's worst team. They're getting 7 points from Dallas at home, just off the 7.5 at the open. Nevertheless, Cleveland is Kyle's third pick of the week, and I will actually join him on this, feeling that Hugh Jackson will have enough tricks up his sleeve for this occasionally respectable offense to buy a backdoor cover. Miami plays host to the Jets, giving 3.5 points up from the obligatory opening field goal. The Fish have all the momentum, which, contrary to Kyle's assertions, does exist. These are ships passing in the night right now, at least offensively, and while I've been fooled by this impression of two teams before, I'll nonetheless take Miami here. Baltimore hosts Pittsburgh, laying 2 points at one of the few places still granting a line with the ongoing question about the availability of Big Ben. Doubtless Kyle would be ragging on me for clinging to any point spread here, but I'll take the Ravens in an absolute must-win spot. New Orleans visits the Niners and is actually laying 4 points up from the initial field goal. If for no other reason than petulance about a fraud team like the Saints spotting that much on the road to anyone, no matter how bad they are, I'm on San Francisco, as is Kyle with his pick number 4. The Pack is laying 7 at home against Indianapolis. Neither of these teams have lived up to their expected potential this year, with the problems even extending to the respective franchise QBs. It's tempting to look at this as a get-well spot for Green Bay, but Indy's unpredictable enough to have a backdoor cover in their pocket, and Kyle agrees, making this the last of his 5 selections. In the Monday nighter, Seattle is hosting the Bills and yielding 6.5 off the opening touchdown. Both teams have lost 2 straight, but Buffalo has done so in the manner of getting exposed, and they're not going to rally in this brutal cross-country trip. I'm taking the Hawks. Now for my big 3 picks. We start with comeback Carolina, trying to continue their rebound from the depths of their 1-5 start as they give a field goal to the spiraling Rams. That spread started at 2.5. The Panthers are responsible for so many of my big 3 losses throughout the season, but they covered for me last week, and I trust they will again as I take them here at Los Angeles. Up next, San Diego plays host to Tennessee and spots 4 points. The Titans have won 3 of their last 4 games, but I'm going to stay true to form and regard that as fool's gold. Kyle's been heralding a turnaround for the Chargers based on their schedule. I generally agree, and I see this game as a part of it. Take the Lightning Bolts. For my 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 9, I'm looking for the season's first W, with the Broncos getting 1.5 from Oakland at Oakland, down from the opening 2.5. Kyle has a credo about the better team getting the points, and it applies here with Denver. Additionally, although I picked the Raiders to make the playoffs this year, I regard their pace as unsustainable, and I see the correction starting here. So my lock is Denver, with my other big three plays being Carolina and San Diego. Kyle's 5 recommendations are Jacksonville, the New York Giants, Cleveland, San Francisco, and Indianapolis, all of whom I actually agree with. There's the kiss of death. Thanks for joining us for our NFL Week 9 preview, and we'll catch you back here next week for our pro football coverage in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.